And of course, the Orange County Board of Commissioners, I hosted or emceed or moderated the forum. One of those words. I moderated the forum last night at the Chapel Hill Town Hall with all six Board of County Commissioners candidates. Really good forum. You can listen back to it on Facebook at the Chapel Hill Carrboro PTA Council's Facebook page. They co-hosted this event last night along with the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, which segues very perfectly to the fact that Anna Richards from the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP is joining us here in the studio right now. How are you?
Doing great. Great tax day.
Yes.
As great as one can be.
Did you get your taxes in earlier?
No,
or
I never
like
do.
Last possible
I
second?
I always do an extension.
Yeah. Oh, you did the extension. Okay.
Most years.
I usually like get mine in super under the wire on
this
the last
year,
possible
this year
day.
I shouldn't say always do an extension.
Yeah.
I did one this year.
Okay.
But as did the president.
As did the president, yeah.
So...
I don't know if that puts you in good company or not,
but that's where I am.
Okay. I didn't hear that the president had filed for a tax extension. Also not surprised, right?
Yeah, and still no letter talking about the audit.
No, of course not.
Yeah. But you know, Chapel Hill has interesting traditions. So you know about the tax day tradition down at Peace and Justice.
I don't think so.
So there was an event at Peace and Justice today where they have jars of money and you can decide what jar you'd put your money in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when we think about our tax dollars and we think about, you know, all the priorities. And this was a big topic of conversation last night is, you know, how do you, whether it's at the city government level or the county government level, how do you decide out of all the things that we look to government to do or that we as a society want to do collectively, right? How do you decide what the priorities are?
Yep.
And I think that, you know, in our case, the United States, we've been having this debate just in terms of how much we should look to the government to do.
Mm-hmm.
And who pays and who gets the benefit is a big conversation.
Yeah.
So.
And I was definitely, it's always a big issue whenever you have the county commissioners race come around because, you know, county commissioners are responsible for school funding. And we all, you want the sort of day-to-day operations paid for. And then you've got this huge multi-hundred-million-dollar backlog of maintenance and repairs and new construction and things that need to be done for Orange County schools and Chapel Hill Carrboro, which we keep putting off and putting off. But then you focus on that, and that takes money away from other things that we also need to be urgent priorities, and you got to really make hard decisions, and that's a difficult thing.
And you know, last night with the county commissioner's race, I clearly schools are maybe, I'd say from the discussion last night, the highest priority, or at least it seemed to be for the folks running. But there are a lot of other things that county money gets allocated to. It was interesting the discussion about the target.
Yeah.
The target.
So going back, the 48.1% is sort of the rough ballpark percentage of county money that goes to the schools every single year. But there's always the question of, do we raise it? Do we lower it?
Yeah.
Do we scrap the whole idea
is
of targets altogether?
Is it a hard line number? Is it
right?
Really a target? Is it a goal? Is it a maximum? Is it a minimum?
Yep.
But the thing that struck me, too, is that, you know, if it's clearly, there's 50% that goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
And do we pay as much attention, and how do we prioritize what those are?
Yep.
So I, you know, do we, when we have, part of the challenge is that some of our schools are really getting up there in years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have some buildings that one could really worry about the safety, and it's environmental safety also. So I think right now there's a lot of focus on safe from, you know, gun violence and that kind of thing. But there's mold, there's chemicals, there's paint issues.
Flooding issues that exacerbate it all.
So I've heard stories, I can't say that I've seen them, that are kind of scary, stuff falling down from the ceiling and away from walls and
It's difficult. And I don't remember, I want to say it was Earl McKee who was at the, is one of the candidates running last night, who said that, and as bad a position as we're in, there are counties in the state where they're having to devote 70-80% of their funding to the schools just to keep them afloat, not because that's how much more money they need, but because that's how much less money the districts or the counties have because of just the fact that so many counties in North Carolina are impoverished, economically stagnant, and really struggling on a whole bunch of levels. So as many difficulties as we have here in Orange County, there are other counties in the state where the economic situation is much more dire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that doesn't take away from the problems that we have here.
No.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, you got to consider what the base is. So
yeah, yeah.
Percentages get a little
crazy.
Right,
right.
So if it's not as wealthy a county and they're paying 78%, that could really pale in terms of, you know, actual dollars.
Real dollars.
So, we have to be a little bit careful when we start talking about that.
So, go ahead.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So, we're speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carboro NAACP. Chapel Hill Carboro NAACP.com is their website for more information. So, we're kind of talking about the Board of County Commissioners Forum that took place last night, which was co-sponsored by the NAACP. What was your biggest takeaway from that? What about the candidates stood out?
Well, on the positive side, I think what stood out was just the fact that we have not only the candidates for the commissioners, but across the board, we have races being contested that have not been contested in years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a positive thing. I think that's indicative of the energy around the Democratic process right now, big D Democratic process, and that I think, you know, the more more people are interested in running, are interested in being at the table. So I think, you know, that's great. And I do think that there is a little time left before May 8th if you're going to not do early voting, but I would really encourage people to try to find out where these candidates stand. And when I say where they stand, you know, I think looking at the kinds of things they've been involved in the past, we've got a couple of candidates who are, you know, have been very involved, although not in elected office, but in commissions and boards that look at some of the real serious problems that we have. So, and we do have, you know, people that do have experience as well. And that experience, what it'll do, I think it's good indicators of where their priorities are. So regardless of kind of what's said on the trail, do some digging around and you can look at the kinds of things people have done in the past. And I think that's a pretty good indicator of where they're going to come down in the future. So on the, and I say that to say on the, if there is a downside to last night, is that, you know, before long you have people saying, well, I agree with so-and-so, or I just what he said, just what she said. And so I think it gets a little, you got an hour and a half and you got 7-8 people. It's going to be pretty tough to, if that's your only exposure. The other thing, you know, we're really a pretty small county in a lot of ways. People are very accessible. So
yes.
I found that, you know, if you send an email, most of our candidates or elected officials will respond. If you have a particular issue that you really want to know more about, Pick up the phone, give them a call. People are very, very accessible.
They'll answer, yeah. Uh-huh. It's really cool.
And
yep.
So check them out.
Yep, absolutely. Speaking with Anna Richards, what else is on your mind?
Well, we're gearing up a couple things going on here. You know, we've been involved, or at least concerned, I can't say involved, with the recent ICE situation here in our community. Very happy to see that people are coming forward and trying to make sure that affected communities have the information they need. I was at the meeting on Saturday at Century Center. Very informative. I consider myself fairly well informed, but I learned quite a bit, and I think the people that attended there did as well. I think that's an issue. On Monday, we are wrapping up our Frederick Douglass events for now with a visit by the great, great, great grandson of Frederick Douglass. And by the way, he also happens to be the great, great grandson of Booker T. Washington. Those two families hooked up somewhere along the line. Invite. It's a free event at Stone Center on Monday the 23rd, starting at 7 o'clock. So we're excited about that. And then next Saturday, our Freedom Fund banquet, which we hold each year. We're excited to have Anita Earls as our keynote speaker. She has been involved in many of the major cases involving gerrymandering and redistricting in North Carolina. And so we're excited to have her with us and to hear her comment on where we are in this very critical time when it comes to voting rights.
Yeah, and speaking of which, she'll be a candidate for judge whenever the General Assembly decides to let people run for that office, right?
Right. We don't endorse candidates. We were lucky. We may not have got her if we had waited till she announced, but we had her lined up quite a while ago before we knew she was going to run anyway. So, but she has such a rich legacy and history as founding director of the Southern Justice Coalition. So she's someone that I admire, and I'm just looking forward to hearing what she has to say.
More information on all of those events and more online. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the website. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.